I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's a Legends Entertainment News stream. I'm B.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Shark Taco.
And these are the news for the Wing, ending on February 11, 2016. So, ready to geek out about TV, movies, and more? Beef, what time is it?
News time!
I did a little Chris Walken pause or something.
Yeah, that's great.
So, okay. Beef, your wallet is in fire.
Yeah, my wallet's on fire because I not only wanted Poe's jacket from the new Star Wars, but now the same place is selling a Deadpool jacket.
Yeah, the Deadpool jacket is nice, but a bit on the nose, no? It's nice, though.
It's nice.
It's very nice.
They're both a bit on the nose. I don't give a shit. Be better if I had a motorcycle, but whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The Pose jacket is really nice. I really like that one.
Well, I like that they sell the Pose jacket in stressed and not stressed, you know? If you bought the Deadpool one, you'd have to wash it for like a year or beat it up or whatever.
Yeah, so that look like that. How much did you sell that? $120?
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's actually not too bad.
Most leather coats are going to run you fucking $100.
Yeah, there you go.
Or more.
Or more.
Yeah, or way more.
All right. Suicide Squad toys. I'm all in.
Oh, Harley Quinn.
The Harley Quinn one is really nice.
Tattoos all the way up her thighs. Did you guys hear she supposedly got a tattoo gun from someone and has been tattooing people?
Yeah, she tattooed everyone on the cast with like the initials of this, I don't remember, but the name they gave the crew or everything. There's a video on YouTube about her tattooing people.
What?
Yeah.
The actress?
I don't know.
The actress
is
not
safe.
Yeah, the actress, and they're all tattooing each other, and she's showing other people how to do it, and it looks like painful for some people.
You're my first.
Her and Jared Leto are method actor.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Jared Leto too, like sending all and shit like that.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
I didn't hear that part.
He sent dead rats to part of the crew at some point. That's part of, like, in the Joker's mind.
You
opened
it up,
you.
It's like, dude, not
as
cool.
As a thank you.
Not
as
cool.
A thank you.
That's amazing.
So, I can't wait for this. I just can't wait this summer. That's gonna.
What about Netflix to revamp Voltron with DreamWorks Animation?
I was never a big Voltron fan. I mean, I liked the toys when I was a kid, because five little lions that you connect into a big lion. I mean,
what is that, like a Power Rangers kind of thing?
Yeah, it's exactly, but it's a cartoon. It's a manga cartoon kind of, instead of being the live action one. The Power Ranger is like the live action.
Yeah, I still will watch the first couple episodes though, easily.
I don't know. Well, I'll probably maybe give it a watch, but there's so many other stuff. I don't think that's gonna get on my radar. I'm not a Voltron fan that much. Sorry, Sean.
Yeah, right. What about 11/22/63? Another thing I will have to pay another provider, Hulu, for now.
Yeah, well, I tried to look at a little bit at that, but I don't know. We don't get Hulu here. These things are kind of tough to get by.
Well, did you watch the teaser though? Did it at least look good, or you didn't? You were like, Hulu, I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I'm not,
that's pretty much
it.
What I did.
The teaser or whatever is on here. It looks actually pretty freaking good. It shows him talking about going back in time to save Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before, though. I have seen that before. The premise looks interesting. I'm not a big James Franco fan, though.
That's why they're called actors.
Oh, okay. Still not a fan.
Okay, fine.
Okay, fine. House of Cards. I know you don't care.
I really should try to care again, though.
You watched it in my presence, but I don't think I actually watched this.
No, you just heard it in the background while playing Minecraft. It's it's basically just you see the trailer is like in two parts where you see Claire and Frank Underwood each on their side doing different a montage of different stuff, but it's there's not a narrative to it, and that's what I love of these Netflix trailer, because you have a feeling of what's coming, and yes, you're feeling the war between the two characters that's building up, but I have no idea.
Did you mean about the show in general or just the trailer?
The trailers, the Netflix trailers.
I meant when Chuck Taco asked you, tell me about it.
I meant the trailer.
Oh, damn it. I was like, I hope Wing was screwing up. I'm like, you're fucking up. I really should try watching it again, but meh, too much crap right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. At some point, there's so much TV to watch. That.
This next one is just going to be me pissing and moaning for a second. I did not know that Disney owned ESPN.
Okay.
And apparently, yeah, and they're the ones that are fucking me every month for like $5.50. Just for ESPN. It's like, I don't watch ESPN. Take your shit back.
Do you want a but funny story about how Disney got ESPN? When they bought...
They wanted a poker game.
Yeah, almost. When they bought ABC, the ABC built that in the deal that they had to buy ESPN as well because the company wanted to get rid of it. Now it's one of it's the part of Disney that makes the most money at the end of the year. It's crazy. So, yeah. So they charge you money?
Bastards. Yeah, they always charge me money. You can't get a la carte. Fuck you, I don't want ESPN. Anyways, rant off.
I don't watch sport. I'm a good nerd. Come on.
Why do you pay for it if you don't want it?
You can't not. It's part of the basic tier in every tier. And it's like $5 to $6 a month of raping.
Why do you have cable?
Because I don't know. I like my DVR, even though it doesn't record half the shit, and I still download it, because whatever.
So why...
Stop yelling at me.
Cut the cord.
I hear Agent. It's a safety blanket or security blanket.
Okay, if you like.
I hear Agent Carter's pretty good and funny. You guys watching or no?
No, I don't. I don't watch Agent Carter because I don't follow his stuff. But I hear it's pretty good. And if you love Legends, I'm the Gunna Geek.
Plug in away.
Hey, we started that cast and they're like at 106 now. We did 108.
Maybe.
Maybe.
All right, Sean Scream. That was horrible. Archer is back.
Yeah.
Well, almost. March 31st. FX gives me a birthday present. I'm ready for more Archer. It's more of them being fucked up and doing messed up shit, so I'm there. No. They only did that one season or whatever. I think they're back working for ISIS again.
Okay.
But it's different. They don't call it ISIS anymore.
Yeah, that's it. That was my...
Let's watch
they
Archer.
They took down all the shit.
I haven't really watched Archer. I've seen some episodes, but I've never, like, watched it from
Stupid, horrible... crass,
I know,
shitty
I know.
Humor, but it's
so good. It's so good.
I've liked what I've seen.
The Miami Vice season is just epic.
Pam loses all the weight because she's doing all that blow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. There's a pirate season. It's really good.
Yeah, let's watch
Since you've been Pirate King, we ain't got no booty. Speak for yourself. I've been doing just fine.
Oh, we're still watching it.
Star Trek TV, are you happy about this?
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, Brian Fuller, it could be awesome, but I don't know. Is it going to be in the same universe?
You can't screw.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we don't know which
universe. Were you really holding that in?
Ah!
You talk over me. Go for it. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
She's a huge Hannibal fan and a good Star Trek fan, too.
I love Hannibal. I'm a good... I don't know about the new Star Trek. I'm not a huge fan of that. I'm an okay... You know, I have to be a fan of that.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
But, oh my God. Hannibal guy in Star Trek? It's like my dream come true right
Only
there.
Only if it becomes Hannibal in Star Trek. You know what I mean? Like, if there's fucked up shit that goes down and more than just like... set your phasers to stun.
No, but I don't think he can. Could even if it's a stupid storyline, he's gonna make it look amazing, you know?
Yeah.
So at least it'll be Prometheus level.
Yeah, and we could go back to like good sci-fi and not just like an action TV show because I don't want an action TV show out of Star Trek.
I don't think that's what he could.
Did you say Prometheus, like the movie?
Yes.
Brian Fuller did some of that?
No, but I mean, it's gonna... You know how it was so beautiful, and it was like...
Oh,
just,
yeah.
But the story wasn't that amazing, but at least
it was very...
so damn great.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay. Because I was very confused for a second. I'm like...
Oh, no.
Huh? Okay, movie news. Star Wars still making a couple bucks? I have a comparison way down at the bottom that we'll get
Kung
to.
Kung Fu
but...
Panda 3?
Yeah.
Damn, son.
And it got good reviews too. It's surprising. Yeah. The big surprise is Hail Caesar. I thought it would do a little bit better than that.
What was that?
That's the Coen Brother movie.
was it?
That's what I said too. What's that? I don't feel like I heard anything about it.
Yeah, the trailer of that was Ralph Fiennes trying to direct another guy in like in the 40s Hollywood movie making. Anyway, it's a Coen brother movie, so I thought it would do a little bit better than that. But seems that if you guys that are still in the know a little bit didn't know about it, probably the marketing was crap. And The Revenant still making good money. Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies not doing great.
Oh, damn, I have to go see it before it gets pulled.
Yeah, that's not going to get be there for long.
Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going Tuesday.
Oh my God,
we're going Tuesday because Friday we're going to see Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
On to the next one. Deadpool 2 has already been greenlit and kind of written or being written-ish.
Oh,
I'm ready for this. Possibly with more Cable. No, I don't want to finish by restarting my... This 10-minute delay has been brought to you by Windows.
Thank you, Microsoft.
All right. After that, you know, they didn't like me talking about Cable, but Ryan Reynolds is 70% sure he did not leak the Deadpool test footage.
Yeah, that's funny. He's like,
I like how it gives you the list of suspects, though.
Yeah, there's four of us, and we said at some point we should really leak it, but I'm 70% sure that's not me. Okay, you're like the producer of the movie, the star of this movie, basically the brain trust behind all this. Sure.
And all the advanced people are saying that it's better than the comics.
Everybody's been saying that this is one of the best comic book adaptation ever, and that you start chuckling 3 seconds into the credit at the start. So I can't wait for the credit at this point.
Do you think this is gonna make
bank?
Well, no. Comic books become more gritty and or real, or obviously maybe not real, but you know what I mean.
Ask me the question again in 8 weeks when we see the box office. If it makes a lot of money, yes, we're going to see more rated R comic book movie and everything. But let's remember what we had as rated R comic book movie, and they didn't make great money. Watchmen and Kick-Ass. I mean, Kick-Ass got a second one because of the DVD sales and all that
stuff. Kick-Ass was good, though. Watchmen came out of left field.
Yeah, but that's still like the example that Hollywood has as a rated R movie. So if that Deadpool one does great, okay, yeah, it's trendy to say that you're greenlighting your second one before you've seen the first dollar coming in.
Right.
And
let's be honest, we've heard that a million times before. But
where's my Fantastic Four 2? That was slated, and they were sure it was happening. I mean, it's not happening. Let's be honest. So that's trendy to say, but the fact that the reviews are that good, I'm kind of hoping to have the Kingsman effect from last year, where the movie did like second position on its first weekend, but then did second position on the second weekend, and then did second on the third weekend, and then 12 weeks later it was still on the top five.
Well, I mean, look at The Martian too.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for that kind of box office for the Deadpool movie, so that there is enough follow-up to have something else, if it's as good as what everybody is saying about it. But let's face it, the marketing campaign was epic.
Epic.
With an H. I put an H in there. On purpose.
Epic.
No?
Epic.
So, hopefully. Have you seen the one where he asks you to touch your giblet to see if you have cancer? Beef?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I have not seen the one where he asks to touch your giblets about cancer.
Yeah, there's that one, and then there's the other one who asks the ladies to touch their boobs to see if they have cancer too.
It's so amazing.
And you have the actual like PSA after that, and then they go back to Deadpool. So
okay, other question.
So
I hope so too.
Because last year Valentine's Day was 50 Shades of Grey.
I just threw up again.
I know. I'm sorry.
X-Men Apocalypse. The Quicksilver scene took a month and a half to shoot, which is 16 times longer than Days of Future Past.
Well, you've proven that you can still do it and that people care and they gave you the time and the money to do it. That's all.
I'm just expecting how epic it could be.
I hope it's going to be. I really hope it's going to be great. That was one of the best part of the last movie. I mean, one of the most iconic part, I think, of the last movie. Everybody's talking.
I just rewatched it. I bought the Rogue cut, and I don't know. You don't need her, but it's fun to have her. And the couple extra scenes they put in.
It's fun to see it as an extra thing, but
what do we know about this?
About X-Men Apocalypse?
Yeah.
We got a couple of trailers. It's Apocalypse is one of the characters that was created at the end of the start of the 90s.
Okay.
And he's basically the oldest mutant. He was there during the time of the pyramid.
Okay.
And when he comes with his four horsemen and brings forth the Apocalypse. They called the Apocalypse about him. And that's what in the trailer they show you. They call him Hala. They go through all these religious figure.
Wow.
And he comes to destroy again. And this time his four horsemen are like Storm, Magneto, Archangel.
So X-Men does the same thing as Alien.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
it's true to the comics.
Stories of humans and gods. I mean, we've always talked about gods and shit like that. You know, people with other powers. Romans always talk, or Greeks always had their myths. So, you know, whatever. That kind of gets blurry at some point in time, I think.
It's like Ancient Aliens.
I love that show.
Oh, my God.
It's like my perfect napping show. I get two or three episodes in, and I'm like, I'm going to... And then I
don't
wake back up,
and I'm like...
I don't
actually care what they're saying.
No. It's like, what did they say in Men in Black? The tabloids occasionally get stuff right.
Yes.
That's how Ancient Aliens is, because they throw so many darts, occasionally they're going to hit something.
No, but it's the History Channel. So basically they can't say that it's true. So what they do is they use the conditional a lot. So we used to have a drinking game based around
Could
this.
Could it be?
Could
like,
it
on
be
Oak,
that?
On,
and
on Oak
if
Island.
That was so, might it be that?
They do that
going.
On Oak Island too, where they always say, could it be? And I'm like, dude, all you'd have to do is have a shot every time. You'd be faded every hour.
That's what we did. It was an amazing game.
Oh my God. How did you survive that?
And we also had to have a shot anytime they said ancient alien theorists.
Oh my God. You should go get your liver checked.
I don't think I have one to get checked.
You'd fit in around here in Skansen.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. How about Michael Fassbender compares Assassin's Creed to Matrix with the practical effects and whatnot? We won't get too far from there, but
yeah. Well, that's
he also says it's the fantasy genre and whatnot.
That's them saying they're gonna do parkour. Okay, great. They did that win James Bond 2. Just go. I don't get that Matrix thing.
Yeah, that was so like 99, dude. Come on.
They're seeing the next
one. No, they're making a movie with Michael Fassbender. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody's going to want to see that, because if this and Warcraft are doing well, we might be at the verge of the golden of the video game. That might be the next thing.
Hey, honestly, the very first...
Mario Brother?
Okay, that was still pretty good and horrible. The very first... Resident Evil was awesome, okay? That was fucking awesome. Other than that, it sucked.
I like the second one better. But we had the conversation.
Okay, the second one was pretty good too, but because that had a couple good things with the dude walking through the wall and shit. But beyond that, it was too. Anyways, Warcraft does look awesome.
Warcraft does look awesome. So, yeah, hopeful. I'm kind of hopeful. Since I'm not a big Warcraft fan, that might play in my favor, actually.
Because... Right, just go see it with an open mind and not give two shits and watch it as a movie.
Yeah, it's like, don't screw up with my Batman, because that's my thing, but I don't care about Warcraft, so just impress me. You know, I know, it's an egocentric all of mine.
You're French, it's okay. Johnny Depp to play the Invisible Man. Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Well, he's getting old, he's like,
practice. Of having Johnny Depp in there, I mean, you know.
But that's Universal trying to build their Universal Monster shared universe.
Monsters universe or whatever.
Yeah, so now they have Tom Cruise as a kind of Van Helsing that's going to go through all these things. That he's gonna start in the Mummy, and then Johnny Depp is the Invisible Man. So
what?
Tom Cruise is going to be a kind of Van Helsing figure through the Universal Monster shared universe.
So they're going to do the classic monsters with like the Mummy, the Vampire, the Invisible Man.
Wow.
The Wolfman, and then they're going to do like an Avenger with all the Universal Monster movies.
But
and you'll have Tom Cruise.
Vampire.
Yeah, you'll have Tom Cruise doing the Van Helsing, trying to come through, and maybe he'll kill a couple of them or cage them up. It's going to be lame. Everybody wants to do these 17-movie overarching plan now.
But that's funny, because that's the fourth time that they attempt that. They attempted that with Van Helsing, with Wolverine, with Hugh Jackman. That didn't work, because that was a...
Worked okay for a little while,
okay.
But it was an underworld. Yes, it was. The first one was okay. Wasn't there two?
No, there wasn't.
And it was an underworld shadow, right? Was it not? Did it not come out around one of the underworlds? So it was lost in some of that, but it was okay.
Girl from Underworld in the movie as well. Uh-huh.
Well, then we have to rewatch it. Shark Taco, are you with me?
Zardoz and this. Come on, guys.
Love it.
I'll hate it soon too, but it's okay. So yeah, Johnny Depp, monster movies, yay. Fast 8, singular female character for the villain, maybe Charlize Theron.
Throw Charlize Theron in anything, I'm okay. I like Fast and the Furious. Throw Charlize Theron as the villain in there, I'm good with it.
She could play a badass, what's the name, but is this movie going to get made too fast for her? She's used to taking like 7 years on her last movie.
Yeah, well, the last movie was like Mad Max.
Yeah.
It's that we used to talk about that because she couldn't do the lead role in Prometheus because of Mad Max. Now they're filming Prometheus 2 and Mad Max came out.
Wow.
Just came out. It's, yeah, Mad Max was ridiculous long. But it's so beautiful.
Yeah, I need to rewatch that at home.
Haven't watched that.
Yeah, and Prometheus came out June of 2012.
There you go.
So it's that movie's been, what, 4 years now in the making?
3-4 years, yeah. But to come back to Charlize Theron as the female villain, yeah, it's about time. It's the 8th movie in, and we always have that male villain. Yeah, switch it up a little bit. It's about time.
I can dig it. Ready Player One moves away from Star Wars?
No shit.
Duh.
Everything is moving away from Star Wars. Ready Player One is a Steven Spielberg movie. God, it looks like... it's a classic book that I haven't read, a sci-fi book, but it seems like The Hunger Games for adults or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
it's not like that movie a few years ago called Gamer. I have no idea either. I was gonna ask too what the hell it's about.
Yeah, something like that. I've seen. We haven't, since the movie has not started production yet, we haven't heard a lot. And since it's based on a book, people are usually like, go read the book, which I haven't done. So. Yeah, that could be interesting to check. But I think it's in the same vein of the Hunger Games for adults. Or what was that Arnold movie where he was in a TV show and he had to survive? Running Man.
Running Man. We're not far off. Yeah. They're going to start doing that.
Yeah.
Shit, I'll give my hard-earned money.
Stephen King. Stephen King wrote...
Stephen King wrote Running Man.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
You know?
Oh, no, I didn't remember that. Oh, wow.
You're serious?
Yeah.
You're pulling my ping pong.
Running Man is like one of the first 4 movies we did for this cast like years ago, and it's still like imprinted in my head. I'm bad.
We need to watch it again.
No.
Yeah.
No, why are we making a list of bad movies?
Please not that one.
Because we grew up on bad movies.
Please not that one.
Okay, fine. I'll just watch it myself and report back.
Sonic the Hedgehog is doing a CGI hybrid.
What?
I mean, it never works. The Smurfs were bad. What was it? The Rocky and Bullwinkle was bad.
Look, if they did this like a Wreck-It Ralph or a Pixar thing where it was full CG, maybe. And 3D would be one hell of a ride, right? You got into his eyes, be like, whoa! Cling, 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 cling. I could get into that, but not the hybrid. That's coins, man.
I don't know
rings.
What story you tell, rings. Though. What is...
You're a fucking hedgehog who's got to collect rings all day and you hate life.
An hour and a half of that?
Go to... I don't know. I'm just...
And
not the hybrid, though.
Where did a human, like, get into this since it's live action hybrid?
No, I know. I don't want live action. If they're going to do it, they need to do it like Wreck-It Ralph. I can't do the humans, no.
And it's from the studio that brought you the Smurf with, I'm sorry, Neil, so sorry. Well, even at the Oscar, he made fun of it. I was like, I made the Smurf. Well, the script read funny, and he moves. So even he knows it's no good.
Yeah, well.
So.
Oh, that happens.
Well, sometimes you need a paycheck, and sometimes you have kids, and you're like, they're going to find that fun.
I'll just make a movie about
them. Yeah, that's where he is at this point, Neil Patrick Harris.
Was he in it or a voice?
No, he was in it as, not as Neil Patrick Harris, but as a human being. They're in New York, and they're trying to survive in New York. It's bad. It's bad.
Weird.
No, we're not watching it for the cast.
Let me guess, there was a dodging cars scene.
Yeah, there was a New York cab scene, of course.
Oh, my God.
It's everything you could not hope for. Hopefully they'll get Battlestar Galactica
everything you cannot hope for, they're talking about doing a movie of Battlestar Galactica.
But not based on the series, like a reboot thing that they want to make like a Star Wars thing now. And I'm like,
look, I don't even think you can do it justice in 3 movies.
I don't think either.
Unless you film them all and have them come out on successive Christmases, maybe, but I highly, highly doubt it.
That miniseries is 3.5 hours long.
Oh, it is.
And it's the minimum that you could put in a good
movie. The miniseries is not 3.5 hours.
It's four 1-hour specials that were on TV, so it's 45 minutes apiece. So
okay, might be right.
3 hours then?
Yeah, but and that was only the start. That got you intrigued enough just before the it doesn't, it's not gonna work.
I mean, if you're telling me you're giving me a new TV show and you're rebooting it as a TV show, I would be okay with that. But I don't think the canvas of a movie is going to be big enough for this to go on the way they want it to be. But now everybody wants their Star Wars, so...
Everybody wants their Star Wars or their Marvel franchise or their extra movie bullshit.
Yeah. Everyone wants a franchise now. It's not enough to have a movie. It's a franchise.
I want more...
Bring them on. Bring on the franchises. If they're good, I'll watch them all.
But then you don't get Inception and shit like that.
Well, it's directors like Nolan that understood how it worked. They work on their big franchise movie, then they do their thing. They do
You always said, one for me, one for you, one for me.
That's how he works on the Hollywood system, and it worked well for him. When your one for me is Inception, you have a little bit more mileage after that too.
Isn't that how every?
No, some directors are just like McG directors. Like the guy from Rush Hour and X-Men 3. Who was that guy? Anyway, that's a director that every producer loves because he gets under budget, in time, and all that stuff. But these movies don't have style at all. You hire Nolan, it costs you $150 million to do a space movie that you have no idea if people are going to go see. Now he's at a point that people are going to go see it just because it's Nolan sells.
He's kind of like, who do we always said brought the pretty? Because Nolan's always bringing the visual pretty nowadays, too.
If Nolan keeps going that way, he could be the Kubrick of our time, but he still needs to keep going.
Wow, that's a statement right there.
But I'm just saying that if you look at where he started and the movies that he's been
doing... Only if he starts adding 45 minutes of really long shots with the camera that mean nothing to the movie, then that's cool.
Have you seen Interstellar?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. He still needs to add some more, but...
We're getting there.
All right, some composer shit? What's this?
Okay, the composer for Batman versus Superman, and that's why I put the link in there. If you're interested in the movie, he's talking about the method that he used to compose that the score for this, and it's really interesting on a level of how a composer works with a director and what kind of vibe they're looking for and what kind of cue they're giving to each other. So I really put that news there a little bit more for the link in the show notes, but because of course the guy who composes the music is gonna say, yeah, the movie's great. The movie I work on is a piece of shit. You don't say these things, you know?
Like Arnold, this is the best movie ever.
Yeah, Arnold, it's always the best movies he's ever made.
Of course.
The last movie you made.
They're all basically...
No, his point is that the last movie you made is always the best movie you've ever made. That's how you market.
He said that about the, what was it, the pregnant one, Junior.
He said that about all of his movies.
Yeah, but, yeah, you're right. I got nothing. You're right.
He's the greatest at that. So
okay, so is this your wet dream? Is this your wet dream coming true here, Wing? I don't even understand.
That would be awesome because there is a huge rumor that Scott Eastwood, that's been cast in Suicide Squad, would be playing a Dick Grayson undercover at the same thing that's happening in the comic right now, and there would be like a Nightwing thing. So
awesome.
Yeah, for that casting would be perfect. Seriously.
Wing is totally sporting 3/4 lumber right now. I can see it.
Yeah.
Chick Robin?
Yeah, Chick Robin is one of the other rumor is that Frank Miller brought Carrie Kelly as Robin in the 80s, but that's future Batman. Since they're getting inspiration a lot from the future, but Batman is old, and that's more of these stories that they're taking inspiration of, that's where they're basing that off. So that would be great, but...
We'll find out in August. I'm excited either way because it looks fun.
Yeah, and if you look at the link, there's a bunch of pictures, people that made art like for Old Man Logan, and sorts of shit like that. It's really, really interesting. So check out that link too. That's good linkage this week.
Lots of linkage.
Lots of links.
Are you excited? Flash movie comes out a week earlier.
Yeah, I should have put that in like non-news because I read that. I was like, okay, that's a week. Who cares?
Is this the TV Flash?
No, that's the movie Flash.
Wait, I'm confused.
Yeah, that's... But they're making a movie in the movie universe, which is not the same thing as the TV.
What? Did we even know that a Flash movie was coming out?
Yeah. Yeah, we knew that last year.
I probably just got it confused with the TV.
Yeah, that's what everybody's gonna say. Okay, Uber trailer dump.
Yeah, Uber trailer dump, because we were on a mission. Half-Life trailer, don't really remember who's in it, but it's not that Half-Life. It's not the one most people want, but it it looks pretty interesting. Sarah Habel and Dominic Moynihan, or what'd you call him?
Pippin from Lord of the
Rings. Charlie, goddammit. It's Chip. It's Charlie. But yeah, it's about nuclear Half-Life. A couple people are in a nuclear bunker, it looks like, in the future. And
yeah.
Nuclear.
Nuclear? Nuclear? I don't know. Shut up. I was laughing at you before when you said Prometheus. Say it once.
Prometheus.
Prometheus?
Oh my god, I'm scared now. Anyways, it looks fun. It looks horror and twists and turns, so I like suspense.
Yeah, no, it does look good. It does look pretty good.
Don't make fun of my accent. Okay, because of course another Purge had to happen.
Well, okay, I know we only talked about the first one on the cast, but the second one was pretty fun.
Didn't we do the second one on the cast?
No, we didn't.
You sure?
I'm sure. I didn't see. Or you guys did it.
I was going to say I watched it, and I don't know why I would have watched it other than for the cast.
Maybe you guys did it the week I was not there, one of those couple of times that happened. But that trailer for this Purge, that looks fun, too. The second one was fun. I love this. Actually, I love the second one.
It's a fucked up, fun universe, but
yeah.
I don't know. Sooner or later, they're going to have to stop with these.
Yeah, but they're looking for the new horror franchise where they can make like 7-8 of them before that's going to go with the next thing. We'll always what they're looking for. We'll get
to that later. Lance Armstrong, the program, looks dope. Yes, Wing, I see what you did there because it does look dope.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Is this all based on fact?
Well, it's based on the book that he wrote. So,
whatever.
It's not necessarily on fact, but the way he recounts
his memoirs or whatever.
Yeah, so I say take a bit of it with a grain of salt, but that's probably most of what's happening.
In the news, people have been, I don't know, this subject brought on, like, much more than I used about it. I don't know for you guys, but, like, they've been sanctioning much harder. I don't know how to, express this right now, but they've been, like, talking about
testing
this a lot.
Harder and shit,
not just testing harder, but there's been some shit with Russia, because, a lot of their athletes were found to be positive many years later, and there's, like, a huge problem there with the testing labs that are themselves corrupt. So anyway, there's just been a lot of that in the news because there's been foreign country pressure on Russia to do something about it, and I think they even removed metal, something like don't quote me on that, but some shit's been going down about that.
If
so
you're gonna cheat, you know,
there you go. So this movie, I think, kind of participates in that, and the cost benefits this.
Yeah, that's kind of the point of telling that story.
Back in the day, they can basically transfuse his blood or his piss, whatever, while the testers are standing outside the RV banging on the door. So that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But the point is to raise awareness to the cause, and I think that's the good thing. The only part of where you feel dirty is like, this guy's making so much money of the fact that he was a drug addict.
Yep.
I think it's also it helps to smash the icon because he had to tell what he did. He lied to everybody for so fucking long.
Yeah, I like in the trailer where he's always said, I never tested positive, and that's what he keeps repeating.
Yep.
Wow.
Because he technically wasn't lying. Not I never used drugs.
I never tested positive.
All right, anyway. Mr. Right trailer, what'd you call it? Gross Point Blank remake?
Yeah, it's not a Gross Point Blank remake, but that's a little bit of that thing. Girls get singles. She's looking around for guys on the internet, and she starts dating not a serial killer, but
reformed hitman.
A reformed hitman.
Who, when he gets a call to kill someone, he kills the person that called him.
Yeah, the reverse hitman or something. So.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it could be a stupid, fun, romantic comedy with a little extra death and action.
The reason why I put that in there is the following. Is that movie has been making the festival circuit, and the trailer looks just like a run-of-the-mill, kind of cute rom-com. And all critics are saying that it's way more into one of this watch out there. So that's why I put that in there.
It's got Sam Rockwell.
There you go.
I mean, it.
Who that?
All right, if
that's the guy on the moon alone with the robot of.
Have you seen Moon?
Yes, you've seen.
I have.
With Sam Rockwell on the
moon.
Yeah,
but,
with Kevin Spacey.
With Kevin Spacey robot.
Yeah. The smiley face robot.
Yeah, that's Sam Rockwell.
But Sam Rockwell. I'll watch it. I mean, he's awesome.
Okay, that little find on the internet that I could not believe that was it, but there is this it's kind of a prank thing. It's like a comedy thing where Johnny Depp and a bunch of people are playing Donald Trump.
Oh,
and
probably trying to like.
But they
trying to make him more of a.
But it, probably not. No, and
no one in Hollywood does.
And it's already out. It's been like shot undercover, and it's like his style.
Yeah, it's like 50 amazing. Minutes. They got like the big phones, and it's.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched a trailer. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yes, and it's available online. You go to that link, and you can just watch
free,
the whole
right?
thing. Yeah, for free.
Yeah. Oh my god, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
The
so
the trailer's over the top. Anyways, it's fun.
So that's why I put that in there. I was like, okay, this is just.
And I like that you wrote how hilarious.
Yeah.
It's... Minus the fucking H.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
When you're drunk, go to bed. The Civil War Super Bowl trailer, apparently for the win.
Yeah, pretty good. I like the fact that you had like the two teams like in front of each other, like football.
You mean for the wing?
Oh, for the wing! Woohoo!
I'm just shaking my head. That's all I'm doing.
So yeah, Super Bowl brought us a bunch of stuff. There was the Ninja Turtle trailer where you see Krang.
But we knew that though. I mean.
Yeah, but now you see him and you see the Technodrome and all that stuff. They're going cartoon.
Yeah, they are. It's really cartoon. I'm okay with it. I will rent this. I totally will.
It's Ninja Turtle. Go cartoon. Dude.
Hate me all you will, but I will rent this and like it and cry.
The same thing that happened with the first one is going to happen with the second one. It's going to be on Netflix one day. I'm going to be sick and I'm going to be like, click.
Nostalgia won me over. Boop.
Yeah, that's exactly Ninja Turtle. But I rewatched the original first one and I still stand by it. That's a good movie.
I just, what sold me, I had to watch it, was them beatboxing in the elevator.
That was pretty cool.
As soon as I saw that on the trailer, I'm like, okay, I gotta watch this shit.
That's the best scene of the movie, though.
Turkish Airlines can now take us all to Gotham.
Or Metropolis. How much money did they pay for this?
I don't know.
They have Ben Affleck and Jesse Eisenberg in their publicity. They have full CGI on Metropolis and Gotham, and that aired during Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, so you're paying like $5 million for the... Oh, it's a minute. That's right, they're minutes. 1 minute long. So yeah, you're paying probably $2 to $5 million, I think, on average for a minute long in the Super Bowl. And then to get the talent.
Yeah, and all that. And to back like the movie and all this, because
can I get the backstory on this?
Turkish Airlines is basically product placement in Batman versus Superman. And they're the official airline of Batman versus Superman. And during the Super Bowl, they did the publicity with Ben Affleck and Jesse Eisenberg.
Two separate spots. You want to? We now fly to all these places and Metropolis and Gotham, and then it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So the question is, how much money did that cost? I say that's a $50 million.
Is it kind
million
of a wash
king.
Though? Is it kind of a wash because if you use them in the movie as well, they provide planes, they provide shit you need. At some point, you know what I'm saying?
It's good for the production because they pay you and you want to amortize the costs. So, yes, you're right. But at the same time, how much does that cost the airline? And I'm always weird with airline thing. I mean, when I fly somewhere, I get the flight that I want to get and whatever airline that is, I'm going with that airline. Do you guys choose your airline or you just choose a
choose
usually
my
just a flight?
Choose my airline, but because I've done long flights, it depends for what flight you're talking about. But I'm going to India. That means I'm flying through Paris. I'm not gonna fucking sit on a shitty plane.
Well, right. If
no
I
way.
If I would go across
okay,
the pond
fair
again,
enough.
You
know,
yeah.
But if I'm going like for a 3-hour flight, I don't care. I think.
Yeah, I'm going to beef. I'm taking any gray out of the sky that
yeah,
I can find.
I'm usually in the States. Other if I go over the pond again, maybe I'd pick something for better legroom, but I don't know.
Okay, so but anyway, good publicity. That was fun for us.
Speaking of that, the last official trailer for Batman vs Superman.
Oh god.
Justice, Dawn of Justice or whatever the hell the tagline is.
Yeah, it looks really, really, really good.
You're ready to eat your crow about what's the name being Batman?
You know what? We need to
go back and listen to the cast. Wing lost his shit.
Yeah, I need to go back to listen to it because I remember being one of the first person saying like, no, that's gonna be great, and everybody's saying like, oh yeah, you're in love with Ben Affleck. So
I don't know. You and Op were pretty adamant against it until I talked you both off the ledge. Like, look at his last couple movies. Da 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 da.
Yeah, but if all that happens into like the first 2 hours that we talked about it, that's pretty good.
No, remember you? We were just about to start recording, or we had just started recording the news, and you're like, oh my god, we have to do a segment. And you're like, this is breaking news. I just saw it come across the thing. And then you release like a 15-minute, 20-minute rant of us going off on it. And me trying to talk you guys down. Like, I have hope. I have hope.
Then it's easy. It's going to be easy.
We need to listen to that again. Yeah, you should release it again right before we see the movie.
Yeah, I should.
I call for a montage.
I call for a montage.
Yeah. Why do you always want a montage?
I want a montage.
Yeah, I think we should release it with our review of the movie. Like.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's going to be funny. Great. But yeah, that trailer looks great. I'm happy they're not showing too much of what people didn't like last time, which is like the ending of the movie. They decided to refrain to do that this time, and that is a trailer. I like that we see a little bit more of Alfred, and then
Alfred's a snarky badass.
Oh, yeah. Like, you got too old to die young, and you've been trying. It's like
laughing at him.
Yeah, but that's Alfred. They got it. If that's all the character is going to be, they got it pretty well. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's beautiful.
Hardcore Henry, I brought you a first-person shooter-style movie a couple weeks ago, maybe last week on the news, but this is fully immersive. You wake up as the dude, and you are first-person shooter and kicker the whole way.
That looks cool. That looks really, really cool.
Wing will hate it.
I don't know how I'm going to find it, but I'm going to watch it.
It could make me sick for all I know, but they never leave the first person mode, and I'm okay with that. I want to see it for once. Doom did it for the last 5 minutes of the movie.
So do you think that's going to be something like a Birdman where it never cuts, or he's going to actually close his eyes?
Oh, no, hang on. Speaking of that, Victoria, that never cuts.
Okay.
That came out recently. Remember that's the one that they shot 3 times in one night?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So that just came out, so we have to check that out.
Oh, list?
List, yeah.
Let me write it before I forget.
That goes on the list. Victoria. Oh, the list is getting...
Good.
It happens. Freezing.
That means choice.
That means choice. Until we put it on the schedule, then it means, like, we need to watch that this week. Yeah, Stardust this week.
Yeah. where are we? Oh, yeah, a criminal. Talking about some Kevin Costner being a horrible human being with implanted memories from Ryan Reynolds of his wife Gal Gadot to make him better.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm a bit whatever on that one.
I don't know. I saw it. I kind of liked it. Maybe I'll rent it.
You know what? At some point, I was really bored on Netflix. I couldn't find anything that I really liked, and because we have Netflix Canada.
Yeah.
So yeah, and actually, I watched all of the Bourne stuff that I could find on Netflix. And you know what? Pretty terrible.
What?
It's entertaining, but the stories are terrible.
The first one is pretty good.
Yes,
after
it is.
After that, it's
but
like
after that,
sideways.
It's whatever. Like, so
Wing's going to stab you, though.
No.
But I mean, it's entertaining to watch. Like, it's great action. Don't.
No, the thing is that the books are so good because it's the story is all in his mind where he fights Jason Bourne. That's the story of Max Webb waking up one morning and fight Jason Bourne that's been implanted into, and all the books are that duality. They can't do that in the movie, and they took his wife away in the second movie for no reason, and you're
it's
like,
just an action movie.
Yeah, and after the second one is really, I would agree, it's not that great.
It's kind of, they're all kind of like what is called collateral damage or whatever.
Yeah, don't get close to Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
You know?
But I love I think the first one's pretty good. And I think the third one's okay. I love the fourth one with Reiner. That was a good action movie. The Bourne Legacy with Akai.
The other dude, Italy.
Yeah.
That's like out in the cold.
Yeah, that was fun.
I like that one. That because it was different. It was in the same universe, my thing. But it was just, I don't know.
It was a good action movie. That was a good spy thing.
I like that better than 2 or 3, I'll tell you that much.
But then you know what? I kind of wanted Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I kind of want him.
Yeah, but the thing with the new Jason Bourne is that the same director than 2 and 3 that's coming back.
Ugh.
You know the director of the first one, the same guy that did Live, Die, Repeat?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Did the what one?
Yeah, Doug Liman.
He did what now? He did Edge of Tomorrow
Edge of Tomorrow and Bourne. And he's doing
first one?
Yeah, the Firstborn, Edge of Tomorrow.
He freaks me out when he does shit like that.
I think his next movie is Gambit with Channing Tatum.
Oh, God damn it. I'm going to have to try to like that. And yeah, I saw Matt Damon in this trailer, and I'm like, damn, he's old. I got to start doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bit. All right, in Star Wars news, 672 days, 2 hours, 30 minutes, 47 seconds at the sound of the tone.
Nice.
But episode 8 started shooting last couple days.
Yeah, and people have started saying that they got like
screenplay.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that they have the screenplay everywhere around the internet. It's so funny. So,
and I'm a woman, I can count.
Oh. But it's happening. It's happening.
It's addiction.
It's difficult. It's another language and all.
He can't English.
I can't English.
I can English.
English. Okay. Okay.
Do you think Han Solo will actually still be May?
Well, Bob Iger, the head of Disney, is still saying like Han Solo is coming in May 2018, but I think they want to see what Rogue One's doing. If the Rogue One does really well around Christmas, that's it. They're owning Christmas for the rest of time. But if it doesn't, they're going to try May to see if it works better in the summer season for the Star Wars movie in the same universe, but that are not the stories, the same story. So the saga movies are going to stay Christmas thing every 2 years for a while.
Yeah, we only get that for the next 2 years, unless they do 10, 11, 12.
They will. There will be a Star Wars every year until you die.
Hey, now the next time they don't announce a Star Wars movie, I got a fear for my life?
Yes.
Jerk. Okay.
Shark Tackle, there's going to be a Star Wars movie coming out every birthday for the rest of your life.
All right, now there is a BB-8 that is voice activated and stands over 16 inches tall. I'm getting one.
16 inches tall?
I would actually totally want one of those.
That's like 3/4 of the size or better of the real BB-8. And you can like voice command it, and then as you walk around the room, it will follow your voice and shit.
Your dog is going to destroy that thing.
Maybe it's going to destroy my dog.
Right? The dog's like, yip, 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 yip.
Well, yeah, it could be pretty, it could make him company or something.
The dog's like, what is it inside it that makes it squeak?
Yeah, squeak, 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 squeak. Right.
I must gnaw my way through it.
Oh, God. $180 price
tag? Destruction!
Yeah, the little one was like, the app-controlled one's 150 or 60, right?
Yeah, that's not that bad, actually. $200?
For the big guy? It's not dog-proof, woman.
Roll beside you like a loyal puppy, though. You see?
Your dog will get jealous and fart up just out of spite.
I'll pet it. I'll pet it in front of my dog.
The dog or BB-8?
Yeah, well, I don't have a dog. I could get that as a pet. That would be fun. Yeah, that's true. I have your dog.
Okay, now to what we were talking about before and the non-news. There's apparently going to be a Saw 8 called Saw Legacy. You know, after Saw 3D, the final chapter.
Oh, my God.
It's a legacy. It's a new guy, though. It's not going to be like...
But I'll go back and watch the first one and remember how fucked up that one was and awesome.
One and three are pretty good. All
two
the rest
was
is
very mediocre. Wait, was two the one in the warehouse?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Two
yeah,
was
one...
the one where they're in the house and it's like the teenage thing all of a sudden in a trapped house. That was not great. Three is the one where he dies on the table and she's operating on him while
there's
other people
like a shotgun headband or neckband or something.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, a couple of them were okay in the beginning, but no, I don't. You're not going to revive this shit. Come up with a different movie. Writers, please.
But they already ran Paranormal Activity to the ground.
What's the other one they're running to the ground right now?
The Purge?
No.
The Purge we were talking about? I think that's the next one to run to the ground.
Yeah.
Because you could
call that the final chapter and then do it again.
Yeah, but it's because you can do like the Purge Asia and the Purge Paris and, you know.
Yeah, but most other countries aren't as gun-toting whatnots as we are.
That's the point of Purge Asia. A bunch of people karate chopping each other.
Bats?
Yeah. You know? Anyway.
Oh God, you're karate chopping?
I'm so bad.
Okay, I threw a little video in here of drone racing.
Well, yeah, I checked that. That's pretty cool.
Dude, I would pay to see that in the future once it gets better. They have it from the drone's eye view because the pilot supposedly rocks like Google Glass or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm ready. My buddy Kevin just brought over two tiny little drones, and it's crazy to even fly them and hold them steady, let alone through a warehouse, through gates, outside a loading dock door.
Doing crazy 180s.
Right, 180 degree fucking turn to come back and try to catch up. At one point in time, both drones, the drone that's chasing the whole time, smacks into the lead drone. And it's like, wow, and goes up in the air and then comes back down and goes back to catch up. It's
crazy.
Yeah, I would vomit if I was trying to fly this thing, I think.
That is something. Well, that's pretty cool to watch, though.
Wow, I can't believe the prison.
Yeah, that is. Well, Google's going to ship you your shit on your door with these things. So
oh, my God.
There's
going to
be rednecks shooting shit out of the skies. Look, got me another package. Throw this one in the parts bin. Yeah, it'll never work over redneck areas.
Yeah, but you never know what you're going to get. I mean, you can get, like, something cool, like a DVD box, or you'd get, like, somebody's diaper or somebody's...
You know somebody that needs diapers.
You don't know.
So you have a store of fucking Amazon refurbs. And we sell electronic parts, motors, rotors, what you need.
Oh, wow. We sell drone repair parts.
Oh. The last bit of non-news is the comparison, because the new what's the name probably may not beat Avatar, but it's beating it for every day that matters. First run and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Avatar just did money because it stayed in theater forever, and it came out on DVD like the year after. I think it was Christmas, the Christmas after, and since that, there was that 3D experience. Everybody was saying, like, you need to go see it. I know my mother was like, have you seen Avatar? I was like, you did too?
That's true.
Yeah, you see?
Everybody saw it. It was like Avatar seemed like a cultural event. They're like, and it's 3D.
So everybody and their mom saw it.
And their cousin. But I like how they break this all down with the random, you know, they show the Star Wars Avatar, then it's like R-rated revenge epics.
Oh, yeah.
Gladiator versus the Revenant.
No, that made almost the same thing, though.
Yep. But that, if you scroll down, though, it's just kind of cool to see DiCaprio's top openers, Revenant at 46 days and Inception at 46 days.
Yeah, but that's... there's so many different...
That's how Box Office Mojo is. They like their lists.
Yeah, but that's it. But you put Inception, that was a big summer movie, that was a Nolan joint and all that, and then you put that beside The Revenant, which is an Oscar movie.
I still haven't seen it yet. Worth it?
The two under are Star Wars and that's Jurassic World?
Yeah, that's what I was going to come to. Opening weekend record holders, Star Wars and Jurassic World, 53-day total, $906 million versus $632 million. And Jurassic World was summer, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah, but the Star Wars thing is exceptional.
Yeah, that's like cultural event as well.
Yeah, exactly. It became the return of Star Wars. And as much as Episode 1 was a big thing when it came out, it was not as crazy as this. And it should have been.
No. Episode 1, I'm sorry. I was going to say, well, it got the ball rolling in 77, but never mind.
Yeah, 77, yes. They coined the term blockbuster because of Star Wars. So
people didn't feel it, Episode 1. You know what I mean? There wasn't... I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody liked it. I mean, people didn't love it right out of the gate.
Yeah, the other thing is that geek culture right now took over the world, so that helped.
True. It's cool to be a nerd again.
It is. Don't you feel all great being a nerd? And you were happy with your Star Trek stories.
Closet nerd.
Oh,
you just have to call me on it.
She just likes throwing rocks.
That was a lot of news, dude.
News dump. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.